Your support is important to Living on Earth. Donate today by pressing the donate link on the left of this page. Every bit helps. And thanks.
And now we take a bird's eye view of shorebird migration in this installment of our new occasional series, Bird Note.
In September, all across North America, the southward migration of shorebirds reaches its peak. Millions of shorebirds, the sandpipers and plovers that grace our shorelines, are on the move. And many birders now flock to the mudflats to watch the annual pilgrimage. Most shorebirds nest in high northern latitudes, such as the Arctic tundra. Where are these migrants bound? Well, a surprising number fly all the way to South America. Hudsonian godwits, which hatch their young near Hudson Bay and in extreme northwest Canada, winter in southeastern South America, some as far south as Tierra del Fuego. Lovely American golden plovers fly similar distances. Some log nearly 20,000 miles in their annual circuit from the Argentine Pampas to the Arctic and back. The beautiful black-bellied plover, which also nests in the far north, has a very different migratory strategy. Wintering primarily on coastal beaches and mudflats, black-bellied plovers spread themselves out for the colder months, all the way from the Canadian border to central South America.
That's Frank Corrado for Bird Note. For photos and more information, go to our website, loe.org. Living on Earth is produced by the World Media Foundation. Our crew includes Bobby Bascom, Eileen Balinski, Bruce Gellerman, Ingrid Lobet, Helen Palmer, Jessica Elise Smith, Ike Sriskanjaraja, and Mitra Taj, with help from Sarah Calkins and Sammy Sousa. Our interns are Nora Doyle Burr and Hannah Lyles. We had engineering help this week from Dana Chisholm. Jeff Turton is our technical director. Allison Lierish-Dean composed our themes. Steve Kerwood is our executive producer. You can find us anytime at loe.org and check out our Facebook page. It's PRI's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. Thanks for listening.
Funding for Living on Earth comes from the National Science Foundation, supporting coverage of emerging science, and Stonyfield Farm, organic yogurt and smoothies. Stonyfield pays its farmers not to use artificial growth hormones on their cows. Details at stonyfield.com. Support also comes from you, our listeners. The Ford Foundation, the Town Creek Foundation, the Oak Foundation, supporting coverage of climate change and marine issues. And Pax World Mutual Funds, integrating environmental, social, and governance factors into investment analysis and decision-making. On the web at paxworld.com. Pax World, for tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.